Hey, I saw your light on. Mind if I interrupt your bedtime reading? Yeah, I had a rough day, and I could use some company for a while. Are we too old for slumber parties? No, I'm not gonna start a pillow fight. Besides, that wasn't me, it was Miranda. Yes, it was! That's why I never invited her over again after that. My mom was so pissed about that broken lamp. It's so good to be with you again. I mean, after high school, people go their own ways, right? So I didn't feel too bad then not having you around. I expected it. I mean, I missed you. Of course I missed you. But it was okay, too. Everybody was in the same boat those first few days of college, looking to make new friends because all their old ones were scattered at other schools. It was easy then. Not so easy now. Yeah, that's what's bothering me. The job, it's fine. It's not what I thought I'd be doing exactly, so I guess it's taking me a little longer to find my footing than I thought it would. But that's what happens when you pack up your whole life and move across the country. New city, new job, new friends, right? Only the new friends thing, it isn't happening. No, really, I don't want you to do that. I don't want your friends to feel like they're obligated to like me just because we've known each other since we were 8. They're yours, not mine. I mean, maybe once I have a few of my own, we could all go out or something, and it wouldn't be so awkward. But I'd hate to meet them all and feel left out, or worse, like they were just humoring me for your sake. I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound ungrateful. You've done so much for me. Sometimes I still can't believe how lucky I am that the stars aligned like this. The job offer, and here you are in the same city, and you were willing to take me in with hardly any notice at all. I really don't know what I would have done without you. After everything I've been through this past year, to find out you were still here for me, even after so long? Hey, what are you? Oh, sorry. No, it's okay. It's just, well, there hasn't been anyone else since. Well, I guess I'm just not used to being touched anymore. But I didn't mean to. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I won't bolt, I promise. I was just surprised. Yeah, I miss him. Sometimes I still wake up expecting him to be there beside me. I just never thought it would end like that. I know I was living in a fog for a while afterward. I can hardly even remember those first few weeks. And then it's like I woke up from a bad dream and looked around, and my life was completely different. I lost the friends we'd made together all at once. None of them felt right being friends with just me, and I didn't like to be reminded. The friends I had before, well, everybody says you lose a friend or two every time you start a new relationship, right? I guess I didn't realize that I didn't have any more left until I needed them and they weren't there. Which is why it's so amazing to me that you are. You always were. Every time I got my heart broken, you were right there, ready to give me a hug and let me cry on your shoulder if I needed to, or share a giant tub of chocolate ice cream, or whatever. I never really got to do that for you, did I? Here we are snuggling, just like we used to. But it was always when I was the one crying. You never got so choked up over guys as I did. Most of the time, you were the one dumping them. Didn't need me to hold you together afterward. I always wondered how you managed that. How you could stay so cool. How you never really let your feelings get too hurt. To be honest, I envied you a little. I could really do with some of that emotional strength of yours right about now. Your secret? No, you don't have to tell me. Whatever sage piece of wisdom it is, I'm sure I wouldn't be able to follow it. I'm a mess. I don't think going Zen or whatever is going to help all that much. Wait, what? That's... No, of course I believe you. You wouldn't lie about something like that. Well, except you did. But I get it. Shit, now I just feel like an idiot. I understand. Back then, keeping it to yourself, but now? Why didn't you tell me before this? No, I never knew. It never even occurred to me. You dated plenty of guys in high school. I just thought you were attracted to jerks. And then you'd get tired of them and cut them loose. But, yeah, that explains a lot. Of course I'm not mad, but I can't believe I never knew. You were my best friend. I feel like I should have known. And you shouldn't have had to keep that a secret from me. You're not mad at me, are you? I don't know. For not knowing? For reacting badly? Okay, good. I don't want to hurt you. I'm sorry. Are you with anyone right now? You've never mentioned anybody, guy or girl. If you are, you don't have to hide her from me. I won't embarrass you, I promise. I'd want to meet her. You're not? Okay. Well, the offer stands if you start seeing anyone. I don't want you to feel like you can't share that part of your life with me. You've got another secret. Well, at this point, I think I could hardly be more surprised, right? So you can tell me anything. Oh. Yeah, okay, it was a little weird, but your lips are really soft. No, I've never been with a woman before. Oh, okay, I did have a threesome once, but she and I didn't... I mean, we kissed a little, and she played with my breasts, but it was much more about the two of us pleasing him, so... No, not really. Listen, I don't really know how to say this. But if you want to, well, there isn't anyone in the world right now I trust more than you. You've taken better care of me when I needed it than any of the guys I've ever been with. And it would be really nice to be held again. To feel like... But I don't want you to think I'm taking advantage of your feelings for me. I think I really need this right now. I think I need you. I'm so tired of having my heart broken. And you were always the best at putting it back together. Would you kiss me again? I liked it. I'm not sure what I want, or what you want, or what to do. I just need to feel skin against mine again. Please give me that. Be sweet to me. Touch me. Oh, yes. Oh, I love having my neck kissed. Take off my shirt. Can I take yours off too? Okay. Oh, you're beautiful. Your skin is gorgeous. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, please touch my breast. Oh, that feels so good. Do whatever you want to me, please. You don't need to keep asking. I want this. I need this, please. You want to taste me? Yeah, okay. Just let me get out of... Okay, you want me to lie back? Oh, please keep doing that. Yes. Oh, yes, just like that. Oh, God. Oh, I need this. Oh, please. Oh, I need you. Oh. I get so lonely. And touching myself is just not good enough anymore. I need someone else to touch me. Oh. I need someone else's mouth and hands on me. Your mouth, your hands, please. Oh. 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 Oh, your fingers, yes. Oh, God, yes, fill me up. Oh, yes, I need to be full. I need you to fuck me. I need you to fuck me, please. Please. Oh, God. I need to come. Oh, yes, I need to come. Please make me come, please. Yes. I'm sorry that got a little intense. I didn't know I would say all that. I just... No, I'm okay. I'm okay. Really. It's just... It's been so long. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like that. We can just snuggle for a while again until I've got myself back under control. Then, well, I'd like to stay, if you want me to. I'd like to stay with you tonight and see where this goes. I can't promise anything, but now, I want to know what you taste like, too.